Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The Lord Jesus Christ set for us the example of the life of a man who is perfect in all his ways. He was always considerate of those he was around, lifting up the brokenhearted and comforting those that mourned. His purpose in the earth was to fulfill his Father's will, not to lift himself up above men by trampling on them or disregarding their needs. Every time he listened to the plea of a beggar or stopped to heal a cripple, he exhibited unparalleled kindness. This kindness was not that which rose from natural humanity, but from that divine nature which inhabited his very being. Kindness is a product of mercy, and he that is full of mercy is also full of kindness. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. He has demonstrated kindness to us in that he is faithful to his elect in every generation. My kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord, that hath mercy on thee. Even when we should have been cast off, yet in his kindness he has held us in the palm of his hand, and daily loadeth us with benefits. He has demonstrated kindness to us in that he has caused the events that transpire in this world to occur for the benefit of his people. Paul recounted the kindness shown to him and his shipwrecked fellows by the barbarians. Such things are unheard of, except that God should restrain their natural mind and direct the path of their feet. When God arose to judgment to save all the meek of the earth, Selah, surely the wrath of man shall praise thee, the remainder of wrath shalt thou restrain. He has demonstrated kindness to us in that he has purposed to bring glory to his name throughout eternity by the demonstration of his kindness to us in the redemptive work of Jesus Christ, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Do you rejoice in his kindness?